2 million years ago is not a long time by Earth standards, but to humans, it's a ways back. In fact, there were no humans back then. It's a time devoid of many clues for scientists trying to piece together our evolution. That is, until...
A big rock caught my eye.
Matthew Berger was just 9 years old and assisting his archaeologist father, Lee Berger, in an area of South Africa known as the Cradle of Mankind.
And he yelled out, "Dad, I found a fossil."
As author Mark Aronson tells it, young Matthew had found his share of antelope bones and old rocks, but this one was different.
So I called my dad over, and when he was about 5 meters away, he started swearing.
And he got about 15 feet away. Literally, his world went black and white. I mean, literally, he had the sensation of the color draining out of the world.
Aronson is the author of the new book Skull in the Rock about the father-son finding. It made waves around the world, changed both of their lives, and provided researchers with one of the most intact skeletons of our early relatives.
So on the way home, I asked him in the car, "Weren't you happy about me finding this?" And he was like, yes, I really was. So then I asked him, "Why were you and Job swearing so much?" And then he said, "Because we were happy."
As archaeologist Lee Berger showed 60 Minutes a few years ago, the fossils offer a remarkable window back in time.
There's a face from 1.9 million years ago.
1.9 million years ago. How old is Moses?
A few thousand years. Nothing compared
seconds.
To this. A few seconds in the relation to the time this has been around.
They were so well preserved that the tartar on the teeth was preserved, and within the tartar are actual plant fragments. So for the very first time ever, we can say what a human ancestor 2 million years ago ate. We know what dinner was.
Many archaeologists spend decades looking for fossils and come up with nothing. But Mark Aronson says 9-year-old Matthew's curiosity is credited with unearthing one of the most significant archaeological finds of all time.
When you really know something, just like your backyard, you notice what's different, noticing the anomaly. You notice what doesn't fit. And that begins you on a journey.
The story offers valuable lessons for children, says Aronson, who thinks it could help create a generation of young students who are interested in the sciences, scientific reasoning, and learning more about the world around them.
We are giving young people what is known so far, what is said by this scientist. We also have to give young people the capacity to know that others disagree, that there are counter views, that this may change.
With U.S. students lagging behind their peers around the world in math and science, Aronson says this tale can help teachers successfully teach students to embrace their imaginations, curiosity, and a sense of discovery. Lessons that archaeologist Lee Berger imparted to his son.
He's saying, if my son and I found this and could have missed it, what's lying in wait for us? What haven't we seen? What's around the next bend? What's around the bend where you live?
For WBFO, I'm Daniel Robison.